So tonight, the main thing that I want to talk about is Jesus is the King. You can either choose to accept that fact or deny that fact. But even though you deny that fact, you're lying. Weird, eh? Jesus is the King. There's nothing you can do about it. He is the King. So that's what I want to get on our heads tonight. We need to start viewing Jesus as the King, because he is the King. You getting this? Cool. So because he is the King, I now can choose, okay, what kind of King is he? Am I going to accept him for the King that he is, or am I going to accept the lies that the world says about him as a King? What do some people say about kings in the past? So kings that have gone in the past, hundreds and hundreds of years ago, do you think there were honorable men all the way through, each one of them? No. Do you think they were good leaders, each one of them? Do you think that they tried to save all the lives that they could? Or kill as many men as they could? Do you think that they were murderers and adulterers? Or do you think they were pure and men of dignity? It's a mixture, isn't it? Like David was a king, yet David murdered. David was also an adulterer. But the truth is that Jesus is the King, but with no sin. So we are now choosing to say, okay, I'm saying, yes, you are the King, Jesus. I choose to view you as a king in a high place of authority, but also your personality comes into view right now. And God's personality is so up here, it's incredible. So even though we may look at a king and be like, oh man, I'm serving under a king and I'm a slave under the king. I've got to do all this work, I've got to do all these actions because he's telling me to, because he owns the land, and if I don't, I'm going to get punished. But Jesus isn't that kind of king. Even though we say that we serve Jesus, the fact is that we're saying, God, you are such an honoring God. You are such a loving God. You are such a man of dignity. You are such a man of prosperity. You are such a man of blessing. You are such a man of honorability that actually I choose to position myself under you as the king because you are the king and you're that kind of king. That was quite a lot of information all in one hit. But the fact is that Jesus is so flipping awesome that we want to be under him. It's not that we're forced to be under him, but that we choose to be under him. And we choose to be under him because he is flipping awesome, I was going for. But yeah, the king. But now we're going to take it to a whole new level. A king rules what? The land, the kingdom. The king of kings rules what? All the kings and all the lands. So, you can be under a king here on earth, or the queen like you guys are, because we own you. And yet, Jesus is still above. Jesus is above all things. He is the King of kings, the Lord of lords, and above all things. He has been lifted up by God to that place. So, my king is Jesus. And he sits in the highest authority above all governments, all kings, all principalities, all nations, all people. Yet I can go straight to him one-on-one. Now I'm just telling you stuff about a king. My king, who's flipping awesome. Is this sinking in? Is this changing your perspective of how you see Jesus? It changes mine every time I think about it. He's my bride, but he's also my king. And a king looks after his servants. But it's not because you're forced to be a servant, it's because you choose that you want to serve him because of how great he is. So he first did it, we're just responding. It's never that we did it first, but that he responded first. And so when things are happening, when things are going on, what are we going to do? Are we going to run to a king of who is a man. What's the word I want? Are we going to run to a man who is a king, or are we going to run to the King of Kings? King of Kings. Why wouldn't you run to the King of Kings? His arms are wide open to you guys, yet he's still a man of great power and authority of the highest. He is the one that is going to change nations. If a king is in place who is a really, really bad king, the Bible says that these men have been placed there. God has placed the men in authority where they are, but we should pray for them. It doesn't say that we should go and kill them because of all these things, but we should be praying for our kings because God's placed that authority there. And so now we're talking about authority with kings and queens and King of Kings. And actually, you guys inside of you have the authority of the King of Kings. And so I'm going to leave it there, because we're going to break off into cell groups and we're going to start talking about questions like, what does that mean that I have the authority of the King of Kings inside of me? What kind of things are popping up in your head? Start asking questions that are bold questions, because Jesus loves to answer those bold questions. Even though they may be scary questions, ask them. Because truthfully, you want to know the answer. And actually, God, what was the quote we had the other day? God is so much more eager to give the answer to you than you are to ask the question. I'll say that again. God is so much more eager to give you the answer than you are to ask him the question.